You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Wednesday. I hope you're having a good Wednesday night. I'm going to be here to get you closer to Thursday morning. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. First responders, truck drivers, factory workers, my folks out there doing Uber Eats. Man, we got somebody listening on a boat right now. Shout outs to all my people holding it down. If you holding it down, you know exactly what I mean. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Man, I love it here. And big shout outs to super producer and host David Shepherd. He's holding it down in New York City. And if you missed the first hour of the show, hit rewind. The free Odyssey app. You could be listening live on your local affiliate. You could be locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. Or you could be on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask that computer to play CBS Sports Radio. The first hour of the show, we talked about baseball. All of its wonderful and marvelous changes. We're less than 24 hours away from baseball. We got a lot of games set for tomorrow. It's opening day for MLB, even with all of the changes. And I think change is good, right? Change is good for everyone. And so even when one of your managers, Alex Cora from the Red Sox, he was talking even about the pitch clock. And he's like, damn it, our game ain't that fun. We need the changes. Listen to this. Shocking.
It's been great. I love it, to be honest with you. Why I say that? Because I want to be home in sooner rather than later. Yeah. And I think it's a better product for the fan base, for the fans. I can tell you from experience right now with my kids. You know, they're playing soccer, they're playing baseball, they're doing gymnastics. And in order is 1A, 1B, 3. And it's baseball. And they love it, they like it, but they take ground balls and then you go in the back of the line and it takes forever. You know, I hate to say it because, I want them to love the game. They love it, whatever, but I would love them to play it. But this is where we at, you know, and there's sports out there that, you know, they're more fun because there's not dead time.
Yeah, there's more sports that more fun because it's not dead time. It's action and everything else. So good luck to baseball. I'm eager and anxious for the season to get started. I was fine with it the way it was. But look, they needed to change the rules. And not just for me, but for the future. And they also still need to do a better job marketing the game and some of the excitement around the game. As usual, every single Wednesday night, about an hour from now, almost exactly an hour from now, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. We're staring the Final Four right in the face this upcoming Saturday. We're going to have the national championship game on Monday night. It's all going down in Houston, Texas. And so this evening, I'm going to give you a top six list, some of the biggest underdogs that we have seen all time in sports. I'm going to be naming some players. I'm going to be naming some teams. And so that will be tonight's top six list. I'll share that with you an hour from now. As we talked, by the way, here's a Lamar Jackson update. There is no Lamar Jackson update. He was basically on Twitter last night while I was here on the show updating everyone about his injury history, of which there is none. And so there's your daily Aaron Rodgers update, there's so many updates, non-updates between the two of them. That's your Lamar Jackson update. With Aaron Rodgers, there ain't no update there either. He's probably sitting around smoking something out of his nose. I have no idea. But speaking of changes in Major League Baseball, there are going to be some changes in the NFL. and not necessarily with their rules, but with their scheduling. You know, baseball is trying to make the game more exciting. Baseball is trying to precipitate just more action. The NFL has tried to adjust their rules towards safety and offense, like all sports. Offense is king. We need more offense. We don't need less scoring. Okay, fine. The NFL has done that for years now. One thing that the NFL did during these owners' meetings, and this took place yesterday, Tuesday, was decide on Thursday night matchups. And let's be real here. There used to be a point in time NFL played games on Sunday, and then we got Monday night football, and then we got Thursday night football, and now we got 17 damn games, and at the end of the season, we got games on Saturday. We're going to have a football game on Black Friday because Amazon wants to sell crap. Let's have football every damn day, right? And so if you think about Thursday night football, historically, some of these games have been garbage. They have been garbage. They have been trash. They've been uninteresting. Come on now. If I even got to rack my brain over this past season, there was one day, and sure, if you're in Atlanta, you're here with me, and you want to see it, good for you. America doesn't want to see the Falcons play the Carolina Panthers. Who wants to see that? Nobody. There was a point in time the Jacksonville Jaguars, they were on their run, good for them. But the New York Jets were going into the toilet. And I don't even think that the New York Jets scored a touchdown. It was like 3 points. It was terrible. We saw a Baker Mayfield game that was only interesting because Baker Mayfield was running around with the Rams and he just got the boot from Carolina. We saw Philadelphia, the team that represented the NFC, in the Super Bowl, we saw the Eagles take on Houston. The NFL draft is next month. You could have played quarterback for Houston, for the Texans last season. Thursday night football sucks. And thank God they stopped putting them out there in them highlighter uniforms. Color rush. Like I'm watching a green highlighter versus a yellow one. Like, what am I looking at? And so this was the first season that Amazon had Thursday night football, right? What a world we live in where it's not Fox or ESPN or us with CBS or whatever the case might be. Amazon. Streaming on Amazon. The ratings were strong. About 9.5 to 10 million viewers per game. But that's almost 50% less than the year before when Thursday night football was on Fox and the NFL Network. So what do? You get better games, right? You don't put the stupid Houston Texans on at the end of the season. They're trying for the number one overall pick. You don't have the Eagles beat up on the Texans. You don't have the New York Jets and whatever garbage quarterback they had. You don't put them on. You try for better games, right? And so the owners sat in their massive dungeon on Tuesday, and they thought about two changes. This one is actually going to happen. This did get approved. And the past rules, teams could only play one Thursday night game. One. They didn't want to have teams going from Sunday, going into a short week, and moving forward to playing on Thursday. That's over. Teams are now able to play two Thursday night games in a season. That doesn't mean that it will happen, but there will be some teams, probably the good ones, especially later on in the season, that they might play two Thursday night games. This is a rule that is going to be revisited in May. The NFL owners decided to table this one. And that was flexing games to Thursday night at the end of the season. So when we get to the end of the year and we know your favorite team is not playing well and they are absolute trash, that we can just get them the hell up on out of here and we can throw, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes there. So Patrick Mahomes thought he was going to play on Sunday in December. No, Patrick Mahomes. Here's your 2 weeks' notice. That game is moving from Sunday to Thursday. Hey, but I already played a Thursday night game in September. Too bad, Patrick Mahomes. Now you got to play another one with 2 weeks' notice. The NFL is trying to get rid of those meaningless, garbage, trash games between week 14 and week 17. They want those ratings to go up. They want you to watch Amazon. Patrick Mahomes' response to this, he put it on Twitter. Facepalm. Like, oh my God, what the hell are y'all doing with this crap here? It's going to affect the good teams. And we know there's a good chance and opportunity that at the end of the season, when you're a little bit more banged up, and now you're already playing 17 games, that you got to play on a shortened schedule to end the year. Not so easy, not so much fun. How about this? The New York Giants owner, John Mara, he spoke to the press, he spoke to the media, and he wasn't happy about this. He said that the players are more susceptible to injury, but more importantly, what about our damn fans? What about the people who buy a ticket to a game in Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m.? This is the game that they bought. And now we're supposed to tell them 2 weeks out, let's say right before Christmas, sorry, the game is on Thursday. Oh, well, you can't come on Thursday? Oh, sorry, too bad for you. This is what John Mara told the media yesterday.
Our season ticket holders, to people that fill our stadiums every week. People have gotten used to going from Sunday afternoon to Sunday night. That doesn't mean that they like it. This year, we can be flexed to Monday night, which I think is really inconsiderate to our ticket holders. But to flex a game back to Thursday night, to me, is just abusive. And I am adamantly opposed to it. I think it didn't get enough votes today, but it'll probably be revisited in May.
Yeah. John Mara called the idea of moving games from Sunday to Thursday with 2 weeks' notice. He called it abusive to the fans. And yeah, it's not fair to the fans. Most fans say, I'm going to be available this day, and I'm going to go to the game this day because I can do it, because I can go with my family. If I could go to a game on Thursday, then I'd pick Thursday. But wouldn't have the fans mattered, because even if one group of fans aren't happy, there's always going to be another group of fans who are just, they're ready to replace them. And so Roger Goodell spoke to the media. Roger Goodell was asked specifically about those comments made by John Mara. And this is what Roger Goodell had to say in response.
There isn't anybody in that room, anybody in any of our organizations who don't put our fans first. That's really important. Obviously, providing the best matchups for our fans is part of what we do. That's part of what I think our scheduling has always focused on. And flex has been a part of that. We are very judicious with it, and we're very careful with it. And we look at all of the impacts to that. And so before those decisions are made, I think we average, in the years we've been doing it, about a flex and a half a year. It can vary any particular year. So it's a very important thing for us to balance with the, what I would call season ticket holders and the in-stadium audience, but we have millions of fans who also watch on television.
Oh, boom. Business decision. There's no surprise there. John Mara is thinking about his fans. He's thinking about his fans who have tickets. You heard it from Roger Goodell. He didn't say it in these words, and he kind of did. He's like, yeah, you can tell me about the 70, 80, 90,000 people in the football stadium. Man, I got 10 to 20 million people watching at home, watching on their phones. Let's do some math here. What is 80,000 people to 10 to 20? Which audience do you want to serve first? And so Roger Goodell is not an idiot. He knows where the bread is buttered. If one fan, and this is the poor part about life, it sucks. Hey, if you can't make the game on Sunday, too bad. Somebody else is going to buy your ticket. That's just life. That's the way the cookie crumbles. It ain't fair, but we know this. Life ain't fair. Roger Goodell is prioritizing the television distributors, the streaming distributors, the Amazons, the Foxes, over the people in the stadium. Matter of fact, Roger Goodell had to take it a step further. He was asked about prioritizing their TV partners, their viewer partners, their distributors, the Amazons, etc. Hey, Roger, it sounds like you care more about Amazon than the actual player's safety. This is what Goodell had to say about that.
I don't think we are putting Amazon over players' interests. You know, we've always been looking at the data with respect to injuries and the impact on players. That was drove our decisions throughout the first 12 or so years of Thursday Night Football and how it's evolved. And I think we have data that's very clear. It doesn't show higher injury rate.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Have you asked the players about that? And it's probably a player portion. Not all of these dudes vote when it's time to participate in the new CBAs. Why is Patrick Mahomes not happy about this? Because he gets his ass whooped twice. I think it's common sense. I don't need to look at injury rate and injury data. Let's go ahead and take a look. If I play football on Sunday, am I going to be in better condition and healthy to play next Sunday or on Thursday? Yeah, I think the sooner I play, the more tired I might be. I'll be less rested. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. And we don't know what the data is. You play on Thursday, are you getting hurt the next game because you get a longer amount of time off? Are you worn down 2 weeks after? We have no idea what data he's looking at. We know this much. There are tons of players who are not fans of playing 17 games. There are tons of players who aren't happy with Thursday nights at all, period. And so, yeah, Roger Goodell can't come out and say this. He will not say this. But it's a sham. The NFL is a business. If there are human beings that can play entertaining football on Thursdays, they're going to put them out there. And they're going to take their $1 billion from the distributors before they give a damn about the folks buying tickets. Because guess what? If the team is good, and there's always parity for the most part in the NFL, the fans are going to show up. But they also need them to watch on the phone. 70,000, 80,000, 90,000 versus 10 to 20 million. Do the math. You tell me who's more important. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NFL, teams can now play two Thursday night games in a season. The NFL is trying to make an additional change. They're trying to be able to move games at the end of the season from Sunday to Thursday so we don't get a crap matchup. What do you think about what Roger Goodell said? Are changing the games good or bad? Should we leave it alone? Should the players get their rest? Patrick Mahomes ain't happy. It don't matter, though. He's getting paid a lot of money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love you, brother. Happy birthday, and God bless you, man. I love you.
Oh, I love you,
man.
Too,
you, hey, man, you make my night, JR. You make my freaking night, dude. You don't even know.
Thank you, Kevin.
I love you, bro.
I love you, too. Not in that way. If I go missing, we know who did it, okay? We know who did it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL, we know the owners' meetings have been going on at the early portion of this week. We got all the quotes from the coaches and the general managers and the owners. It's a fun couple of days out in Phoenix, Arizona. Yesterday, Tuesday, the NFL owners sat down in their lair. I don't know, they maybe put rings on the table and served grapes. I have no idea. But they were thinking about the schedule. There were two ideas that the NFL owners were thinking about, and one actually passed. And if you want to pass something new, it takes 24 out of the 32 owners to do so. One thing that the owners did approve is that a team now has the possibility of playing two Thursday night games. Previously, a team could only play one game on Thursday after a Sunday. That's changed, okay? The possibility is different for them to play two Thursday games. The other issue that was not solved and will be revisited back in May is flexing crap games from Thursday at the end of the season from week 14 to 17 and replacing those games with good ones from Sunday. And so teams would have a 2 weeks notice, 15 days, 2 weeks in a day, to pretty much say, hey, Houston Texans are crap again. We got to move them from Thursday, and we got to put the Eagles versus, I don't know, I'm thinking of a good team. Hey, Shep, what's a matchup that you want to see? The Eagles versus who?
Cowboys are always good enough, right?
Yeah, let's move the Eagles and Cowboys from 4 p.m. on Sunday. Let's put them on Thursday. And so Patrick Mahomes, who plays on a good team, Super Bowl champion multiple times now, Patrick Mahomes did like the facepalm emoji when this news was announced. He's like, man, I'm on a good team. I know they're going to move one of our games from Sunday to Thursday. They're probably already going to schedule us at the beginning of a season, the season for Thursday, and now y'all going to make us play another short week? Damn. John Mara of the New York Giants, he's the owner of the Giants along with Steve Tisch, John Mara said, man, this ain't fair, or this would not be fair to our fans who have season tickets. It's like, I done bought a ticket to a game on Sunday, I've dedicated this day to a game, and now y'all have just moved it at the end of the year to Thursday? John Mara said it's not fair. Roger Goodell said, man, we got more fans who watch at home and on their phones than we do your 90,000 people in the stadium. Too bad. Roger Goodell also said, if we look at the data, if we look at the numbers, the players aren't getting hurt at an increased rate by playing on Thursday. What else is he going to say? All Roger Goodell has to do is tell the truth. He won't do it because it sounds bad. We don't care. We got enough NFL players who are going to show up to get paid because they get paid a lot of money. We don't care if you XYZ fan can't go to the game, because if XYZ fan can't go to the game, then A, B, and C fan will. And oh yeah, by the way, more people watch outside of the stadium than inside. We don't care. We're following the money. Get over it. That's the facts. And so it doesn't matter who doesn't like potential flex scheduling in the NFL. It ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. 855-212-4CBS. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live, Rashawn. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, I'm against this, you know, because like you said, at the end of the season, man, players' bodies are already beat up and prone to injury, and you make them play on a short week. And also, as a person who travels and you know, plans a lot of my vacations around away games to see my teams play, I can have something booked, and then next thing you know, they put it a Thursday night. You know, I messed my travel plans up. And I know the NFL is not worried about, you know, the fans that's inside the stadium. You know, there's more people watching outside and on TV. But I think it's just unfair, man. I just hope the owners don't vote for this.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly buyer beware. It's almost it's not the same issue as the NBA where you know you may buy a ticket and Joel Embiid or LeBron or Anthony Davis or whoever may not play. But when you buy a ticket to a sporting event, it's even more so than boxing. You know, if you get a ticket to a boxing match, that if you buy it 3 months out, so-and-so could get injured in training. The card can go into the toilet. It's like that in all athletics and all sports. And to your point, Rashawn, it's not fair, but it's just buyer beware. Curtis calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR.
Good evening to you.
You mentioned a little while ago that for the most part, NFL football is parity.
It has more parity than the other sports, I'd say yes.
Well, after week 16, there were 8 teams that had 10 wins. There were 19 teams that were under 500. And only 5 teams that were 500. That doesn't sound like parity.
I'm not talking about parity as relates to an individual or singular season. I'm referring to parity as in year over year, year after year, there's going to be an opportunity, if you can run your organization, for a team to be at the top 1 year and a team to bounce back in a subsequent year. If you look at the Philadelphia Eagles going to the Super Bowl a few years ago, having to tear things down and going back to the Super Bowl, that's parity. Knowing that the Buffalo Bills, who for the most part have been and also ran behind the New England Patriots, and now they've been a competitor, unfortunately not to go to the Super Bowl, that's parity. The NFL has levers, however you want to pronounce it, that go up and down. And unless you are a complete bottom dweller, you're cooked. Your team, year over year, year over year, year over year, you might have hope. I would not be surprised if the Houston Texans can identify their quarterback, that the Houston Texans are good again for a stretch of, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. That's parity that you don't necessarily see in a lot of other sports.
From that point of view, I think you have a valid point of view.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's – I'm sorry. It's not however. I don't look at parity in the NFL. Parity in the NFL is everybody being 500. That's not what it is. Parity is knowing that your team can suck, and if you get your hands on Patrick Mahomes, you've hit the jackpot. And the jackpot is not there for everybody. Ask the Chicago Bears. Ask the New York Jets. And even as bad as they have been over however many years that you want to say it, hey, the Chicago Bears have gone to a Super Bowl that most people maybe probably can remember over the last 20 years. The New York Jets can certainly look at going to AFC championship games over the past 20 or so years. And unfortunately, they're in the longest drought that anybody's ever been. And if they only had a quarterback, they'd be in the playoffs, which is why they want Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, there's parity in the league. But that's besides the point. You want eyeballs on the product. Nobody is that bad, that trash, that when you become good, people won't return. Ask my friends in Houston, okay? Ain't nobody going down there to go see them, but the minute that they have an attraction, NRG will be packed. Here in Atlanta, I could think about years ago, they opened up Mercedes-Benz. Asses were in seats. More recently, not so much, but the minute that there's something to be excited about, fans will show up. They will show up in droves. The NFL doesn't have a problem. My point is putting butts in seats. They don't have a problem with people watching either. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest underdogs that the sports world has ever seen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for getting my call in. This is my first time, but I've been wanting to call for a moment. But I just needed to say tonight, thank you and God bless you. I have listened to your growth and your maturity for a long time, and I'm very pleased with where you're at now and how you use your platform to be fair, to be equal, to be just.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Sometimes when I want to be. I will also use this as an opportunity to promote the new podcast that I have started with Special Olympics and the friends here at Odyssey. Make sure you subscribe to the Agents of Inclusion podcast. Every single week on Wednesday, we drop a new episode where I sit down and talk to some of the most inspirational human beings that you will ever meet in your life. They are the biggest and best examples of what humanity can do without limitation. And so if you need a pick-me-up, if you're interested in learning, you know, what's going on in the world and some of the amazing stories, if you're sick of a lot of the negativity and crap that we have in the world, go ahead and check out Agents of Inclusion. It is every place that you can get a podcast. Google it. Agents of Inclusion. Make sure you subscribe. I sit down and have these interviews, and I walk away, and doing that work just even makes me a better human being. Agents of Inclusion. Let's get back to the phone lines right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the NFL potentially flexing games at the end of a season, weeks 14 to 17, from Sunday to Thursday. That means that there are some teams that might play two Thursday night games in one season, which players don't necessarily want to do, a shortened week. And then you have the fan element, where you have fans who have purchased tickets to a Sunday game or maybe have season tickets. And now 2 weeks before, it's just like, hey, sorry, the game is now moving to Thursday. Can't make it? Too bad. Sucks for you. So this is going to be a measure that is voted on in May. But there is. This has been voted on. There are going to be some teams who play two Thursday night games. We got a lot of callers on the line. Please, I want to try to get on as many people as possible. Make your point. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. I am terrific. Thank you very much. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get your calls. And at the top of the hour, it's a new top six list. Tom is here from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I really appreciate you. You're mentioning that coach or that owner at the Giants. I mean, that's people ought to pay attention to people like that, because we're all out here in the brick and mortar and we're all flesh and blood. And guess what? You know, when it doesn't matter at all, we're in real trouble. And yeah, you know, but what about, I want to, you like justice. That's for sure, JR. And I appreciate that. But what about, like, the end of what's happened with college? I always drew the line between college and pros and said, well, they can do what they want. They get paid money, and they charge, and they really don't represent any town or anything. So, but you can't even – your kids can't ride a bus anymore on the band to go to a game, because now they got these – they call them a conference. They don't confer about anything. They fly across the country to play right. A game. I mean – it's really the same thing. You're just, you know, it's all about those eyeballs and not about the participation. So I appreciate you, you know, recognizing that. There's nothing we can do, really, but because it's all going up into the cloud and the screens. But
there is, you're correct, Tom. Everything boils down to the dollar, and there is a lot that everybody can do, but it's simple math. If I can't go to the game, they know that somebody else will. And it's all about the money. It's all about the dollar. That's where the buck stops, literally. Hugh, calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I know you're doing terrific. A couple things. I'm up in Portland, so if I want to come down and find a football game in Los Angeles, and even if it changed from a 10 o'clock game, West Coast time, to 1 o'clock game, my plane tickets are sucked. And I have to go ahead and make a difference. But the other thing is, when we're talking about Thursday night games, you know, and everyone says, okay, let's go to Saturday. No, we don't want to compete against the college games. But the thing is, if you go ahead and go with the college games on Saturday night, we're talking about the Pac-12 or maybe the Pac-12-6. No one's going to watch those games on Saturday night.
Hugh, let's save some time here. Ain't nobody think about Saturday. It's not a concern. It's just Thursday. Don't worry about Saturday, okay?
Sure.
Okay, just filling you in. That's not a consideration. You're protected there. Thank you, Hugh. Now, I just want to let them know. Ain't nobody thinking about Saturday. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Mike is calling from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, JR, for taking my call. It's nothing but a big money grab. Who watches those trashy Thursday night Amazon games? It's a piece. It's hard enough to find them. It's horrible, and it's nothing but a money grab. If you've seen the headlines lately, look how much money Snyder is going to get for his team. They're talking six billion dollars for him to walk away.
Yeah. Well, we know that already. I mean, that's the reason that the NFL wants to flex games at the end of the season from Sunday to Thursday. It's because the games have been poor. I don't know if you heard the numbers that I shared at the beginning of this hour, but Amazon drew approximately 9.5 million viewers per Thursday night game. That's down almost 50% from the year prior. And so there's a reason why they want to improve the quality of gameplay on Thursday. For what you just said, the games suck. Of course it's about the money.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate you. Justin is calling from Athens, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you doing, man?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think it's all about the money. It's a money grab. They're going to do everything they can to make Thursday night kind of like Monday night. I can see their point, though, because they don't want these meaningless Thursday night games in the last few weeks of the season, so they're trying to spice it up. But, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be because these owners and all these rich folks, they don't care about these players, and they're going to make them do what they need to do so that they can keep lining their pockets.
Sure. No doubt. Well, I don't know anybody who goes into business and says, yeah, let's lose a couple dollars or let's leave some money on the table. Let's leave some money on the table at the poking and prodding and the encouragement of ethics. Who does that? I don't know anybody who does that. Ethics go out the window. This is the NFL. They don't care about nothing. The dollar almighty. And there are enough fans who don't care. They go along with it, right? How many times have you heard people say, I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore? For whatever reason. It could be a matter of social justice. It could be a player. It could be an owner. There are people who have quit on the NFL. More often than not, people say things and they turn around. Mike is here from Louisiana. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
Hey, JR, thanks a lot, man, for taking the call, and I'll save the accolades for later. I haven't really given this a whole lot of thought. I don't like the current plan, but consider if they had two division teams play back-to-back Thursdays, gave them the previous Sunday off and the following Sunday off, how would that work out maybe?
I don't know how well that would work for continuity with a team. I mean, you're getting rest and time, but I don't know how fair that would be. We only got 17 games. I don't know if that's possible to execute. I have to put some more thought to that, Mike. I appreciate you for calling from Louisiana. Dave is here from Alabama. Dave, you have to go very quickly.
Hey, JR, I look at it this way. When they do something like that, a number of key players are going to get hurt. A lot of them won't be able to have time to get their teeth replaced, their bones to knit, their body to heal. And on top of that, worst thing of all, you're screwing the fans like a bunch of New York hookers.
Wow.
And not even giving them a reach around. That's how bad it's going to be. Because going to give them time to rest.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I appreciate you. Hey, Shep, did you know that what did he say about New York hookers?
No comment.
I don't remember. I forgot. I legitimately forgot. You don't have to try to remember. I'll think about it for a second. Let's not say anything here. Just hold on. Let me see. I'm going to have to hit rewind on the Odyssey app in the
commercial.
No, we
know what he said. I'm just not – I mean, I
no,
love
I don't,
Dave.
No, I don't know. That's I said forget it. What are you talking about?
Copy.
I said I don't remember you. I said we don't know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because it's time to go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's going to be time for a new top six list, okay? We are going to take a look, and this is all in honor of March Madness. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest underdogs that we have seen in the world of sports. Who was not given a damn chance? Who just beat through the odds? Who went by them? That's what's coming up at the top of the hour. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would already know that. Thank you to everybody who participated in this conversation, even Dave from Alabama. I forgot what he said. I don't remember. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, a new top six list on the other side of the break, all about underdogs here on CBS Sports Radio.